This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Right, now I believe, Dean, that a little while ago you were lucky enough to meet up with Otis Williams from The Temptations.
Well, I don't think lucky even describes the word. This is like one of those fanboy moments for me.
Yeah.
It was just, I couldn't believe that I was going to be interviewing one of The Temptations. This is a pre-recorded interview that we did while Michael was away, getting some sun. Yeah,
having my eyes done or something. I don't know what was
it. Lying on a beach, I'm sure.
Was it?
But I was, oh my God, I was so excited. I mean, this is The Temptations.
It is one of the biggest groups in the world.
And the fact that they were a part of, you know, the Motown movement and I was completely blown away. And all right, I'll tell you a little bit of story before.
All right,
freaking out before we began, and I couldn't remember who it was that I was interviewing, which is Otis Williams. And someone kept telling me it was Otis Redding. Now, Otis Redding has passed away.
Yes.
Which then made me freak out.
I'm still waiting to try and organise that interview, but it is not easy.
I was freaking out because I was like, well, it's obviously not him. I don't know what to do. And then I put two and two together and realised that I was having a fangirl moment and panicking.
Yeah.
But I just...
Because, you know, with the information like that, you can often look online.
Well, yes. And that was what ended up helping me.
Who is in The Temptations? Yeah.
Well, you weren't here to steady my hand.
No.
So, but I was, this is The Temptations.
I'm looking
grown up listening to this music and was just really excited. So shall we have a listen?
I'd like that.
Well, this is my interview with Otis Williams from The Temptations. Otis Williams, it is actually an honour to speak to you from The Temptations. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're going to be coming to Australia in December. That's going to be quite warm and pretty exciting. But it's really great that The Temptations are coming. Do you ever think that you would be still singing these songs now that, you know, you were doing in the 60s and 70s?
No. I mean, there's no need me even trying to foster anything other than being real. We had no inclination that we'd be singing My Girls and Just My Imagination and a lot of the Temptation hits 57, almost 58 years later. So, it's been a wonderful ride.
Well, the ride seems to still be going. The music industry must be so different now. I mean, every 10 years it seems to be changing here, there and everywhere, but it must be really exciting to still be able to perform and do these songs.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful ride because we've been able to weather a lot of different musical change. You know, and that, like I tell people, the one thing that's constant in life is change. And, you know, there's been all kinds of new formatted music that's being played or being recorded. And we've been able to hold our own. And I don't only mean The Temptations, but I mean Motown's catalog, Motown's artists, Motown's songs, those that are still around. The songs from Motown still stand shoulder to shoulder with a lot of these records that are out today.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's a wonderful testament. Yeah, thank you.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, I know what it is, really. It's great songs.
Absolutely.
Great songs can and will withstand the test of time. When you stop and listen at Motown's hits from then all the way up to now, great melody, produced right, sung to the hilt, storyline, unoffensive. You know, so you can play our music and you don't have to cup your child's ears because there's some cuss words in it. You don't have to do that with any Motown stuff.
True. You know,
I was just going to say that's a testament of great music, not good music, great music. You know, that's why Motown's catalog is still thriving, you know, over half a century. You know, that's a wonderful thing to be able to say, and I'm connected with that kind of idiom.
More than connect, I mean, you're part of the sound. Do you know, it's when you say it, it's great songs. It seems simple, but it's obviously not. But when I think about it, like, the songs of the Temptations, so many songs from the 60s and 70s. I know them. I know all the words. They stick there with me, but I couldn't even tell you songs from last year that are remembering. You remember the beat or you remember the sound, but you don't remember the song.
Yeah, and that's always, it's a yardstick to measure by, because the Beatles made fantastic music. I'm a huge Beatles fan, and I give credit to the Beatles a lot because they helped knock down the doors for black music being accepted, because I never will forget, I heard the Beatles being interviewed, and the guy said, well, who inspired you guys? Where did you get your inspiration from? They named Motown, they named Lou Richard, they named Chuck Berry, and it seemed like when they named the black artists, it's like white artists, white Americans said, oh, really? Let us check them out. And next thing you know, black music was being accepted, and so the Beatles and the Hickam Motown, with all the wonderful music that we are known for, to help solidify what the Beatles said, it just really just carried on over to greatness all the way up to today. Because I was watching this movie called Baby Driver, and I'm sitting here listening, and they played three or four Motown hits during the course of the movie. So I said, see, there it is again. That's a testament of music that was made way back during the 60s, being very popular, that's being played in new movies today.
Absolutely, and still movies, TV, everywhere. And I'm glad that you mentioned that in regards to, black music, because it was a very different time. And I mean, black music now still is very different, but it was a very different time with what it meant to be able to be a black artist in those days. And now we just see that as music and great music from our past.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, like I said, great music will stand the test of time.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you can listen at our music and you don't have to cup your child's ears because we're cussing and saying things that should be played, that's a testament of great music.
Absolutely. And are you excited to be touring, touring the world, coming to Australia? That's no small feat either now,
yeah.
It's going to be probably very different to touring, 50 years ago.
Well, coming there, we've been coming to Australia since the 80s, and like I said, it's almost like I call Sydney, Australia, New York City down under, because the beautiful country, and then we've been all through, Perth, Melbourne, Adelaide, Sydney, and then earlier this year, the Beach Boys and the Tips had the pleasure of doing a certain outback areas, which we have never done before, So it's just a great thing to come to Australia and be received so well.
After, you've been performing this music for, like you say, 50 years, and do you see the fans change? Like you'd have older, younger, new, young people being introduced to this sound and what it means?
Well, our fan base has definitely changed, as well as for not only that came along when we were coming along, but they have since passed it on to their next generation of family and friends. Mm. We did a show earlier this year, and my road manager, Derek Porter, we were at this gig, and Derek said, I want you to see this. It was a little boy, no more than 3 years old, and he's playing with his toys, but he's humming My Girl. And the father was standing there, and Derek was so impressed. He said, listen, anyway. He said, yeah, and that's what we play around the house. And he was just saying, dee doo dee da boo dee dee. And I said, wow, it was so touching that we had to have the father and the little boy come to see the show. So, that's a whole fresh generation right there. But his father was teaching them those songs. So we have a widespread of generational fans.
Is My Girl your favorite song to sing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That is, I'm a big Temptation fan. My Girl, and then I can name half our catalog. I like that one.
Oh, I'm sure you can. You probably love it all.
Uh-uh. Yes, I do. When I sit and listen to it, I say, wow, we have made some records. And we just finished doing a new album, which will be out at the beginning of the year.
What's it like working on, is it a newer sound or just changing it slightly or sticking to, the rhythm and sound that people enjoy?
Well, luckily for us, we've been able to sing pretty much anything, whatever comes our way. But we always strive for great songs. We We never step out of character to the point of doing something ridiculous. Now, but the only time we did do something that was really avant-garde was when we stepped over to doing Cloud Nine, because it was such a departure from the Since I Lost My Babies, My Girl, Please Return Your Love, and Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And here we went over to this psych soul. So we were adventuresome in that area. But we, other than that, we always adhere to great songs, great melodies, great lyrics, structured right, produced well, and they will stand the test of time. So we always use that as our benchmark to record from.
Do you think you'll ever put your feet up and stop singing or stop touring, or are you just going to keep on going until you drop?
Well, you know, I think the way I have to answer that is, see, we are not the kind of act that would walk out and just stand there for a half hour, or hour and a half and sing. You have a very energetic act with us, and as long as my body can hold up and I feel good, I'm going to ride the hell off the horse. When I get off the horse is going to be bald.
Well, we can't wait to come and see the Temptations here in Australia and see all that energy in here, all that music, new and old. And I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us here on Joy.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, well, I mean, if that doesn't make you want to go and watch them, then nothing will.
I know, music legend, just want to go and hear those songs.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is there obviously are Melbourne dates, which is why we did it.
Yeah, that's true.
It is all happening on the 13th to the 16th of December. It's all a bit grand. The Sofitel Grand Ballroom.
I know, fancy.
You can do dinner and show as well.
Why not?
Great, yeah.
Get the whole experience.
No, fantastic. I mean, their back catalogue is enormous.
It's huge.
And it sounds rude.
It's so many inches. Yes. No, it's, new songs, they're going to be doing old songs. Yeah. It's just, why wouldn't you want to go and hear this music and
absolutely
hear it live instead of on the records that we've heard for years?
I mean, there's nothing in my inbox yet, but you would imagine that we'd be invited to that. Now, I know I didn't do the interview, but I did line it up.
Well, exactly. Like, it's the email's not coming to me.
No,
so.
No. Well, it will. Now that you've done the interview,
could you imagine us just in the front row singing "My Girl"?
Oh,
I can.
I think I'd yes,
absolutely.
Easily, you know, and brilliant interview as well.
Imagine if I'd been there though. I reckon it would have gone longer and we would have laughed even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well done.
All right. Thank you. Well, shall we crack on with some tunes?
I am ready. Let's get that music on, Dylan.
Hit it.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.